Now, a highly trumpeted meeting between new Prime Minister Chris Hipkins and Auckland business leaders. Hipkins said he was there to listen and how important business is to the government. So did he listen? And what was the mood in the room once the media were sent out? ANZ CEO Antonia Watson was among those there, and she's with us this morning. Antonia, good morning.
Good morning.
Sending a message is one thing, listening is another. Was he listening?
Yes, excuse me. Yes, absolutely listening and took notes. So I think it was a very positive meeting in terms of the symbolism of it being his first official meeting as Prime Minister. And it was really constructive. You know, in the room there was a lot of, it wasn't businesses with a whinging wish list. It was sharing ideas. It was discussion. It was a good constructive meeting.
Can you be a bit more specific about what he heard?
Very topically, there was quite a detailed discussion on immigration, both skilled and unskilled workers required by business, and very hard to get at the moment. Comparisons to, you know, the countries that we're competing with, like Australia and Canada, where the path to residence is clearer for countries that we are competing with. But we also talked about education and the importance of making sure that we minimise the people that we call NEETs, not in education, employment or training, and make sure that we make the most of our own workforce. So, you know, positive comments about some of the vocational training that's going on, the apprenticeship schemes, making sure that we keep some of those going, that we keep kids in school, things like that.
As CEO of the bank, did you have a specific message you wanted to get through?
One of them was about workforce. You know, we're finding it very difficult to get technology, risk professionals, people like that. One of them was about just listening to us. So, you know, a really good example in the banking world has been the much maligned Credit Contracts and Consumer Finance Act, which the revision of it really caused a crunch in lending. And we really felt that we weren't listened to in terms of some of our advice over the impacts of that act. So that was one of the messages I'd like to have got across probably better than I did, which is that I think as a group, we really emphasise that, you know, listen to us. It's in our interest when New Zealand does well. We've got the ability to help. We've got the ideas. We have resources. We have experts. We've actually got data that we can get to government before perhaps it can be collected, you know, centrally by officials. So there's a lot of ways that we can help government do better, and I think it's in all our interest. That I just heard your comments about the negative spiral of the recession. Well, let's have a spiral of growth instead and get some simple things done, decomplexify the place, and set New Zealand on a great course. I mean, we've got so many positives in this country.
I get the impression that what you're saying is you've been trying to help, but they don't want your help till now.
Yeah, I mean, we've certainly felt that a little bit, and I'm not necessarily talking about government and ministers, but that's been the case in some cases, also with officials. We've just felt that, you know, we will make submissions, and I think other businesses would say the same thing. We'll submit on ideas, but we don't really feel like we've been listened to. And then the impacts that we foresee end up being the case, and that was very much the case with the Triple CFA, the Credit Act that was recently changed.
Right, so we're talking about MB, we know best. You're only the biggest bank in the country. We're talking about Treasury. We know better.
Yeah, and well, I don't want to make it in so many terms, but I just think that the point is that we're all in this together. We've all got an interest in New Zealand doing really well, and if we as business are making a point, it's worth listening to.
Otherwise, why ask? Have you had a chance to discuss the whole thing with any of the other CEOs who were there?
Only on the way out, and I think the mood was very positive. I mean, it was a really, as I said, a really good constructive meeting. The Prime Minister listened and he took notes. And he is very willing to meet with business, and he has been meeting with business over his time as COVID response minister, and is willing to continue to do so. So, you know, we were pretty happy with that.
What needs to happen for you to, I suppose, have proof that he means what he says?
The proof in the pudding. I think we're all waiting with bated breath for the announcement that it feels like coming over the next few weeks. Simplifying a few things. An important point we made was, you know, if there are policies that, that get put on the back burner, well, don't put them on the back burner. That just creates uncertainty. Either it's in or it's out. Because otherwise, you know, workforces, people, businesses will just worry what's coming on further down the line. And I think the Prime Minister certainly felt like he agreed with that. So, you know, let's get a few things done, get them done well, keep it simple. There were some great ideas in the room for regional development and good examples of things that have happened. For example, someone talked about the development of a Portiki Harbour and the jobs that that's created. So some really great ideas for what we could do, you know, outside the big main centres to generate a bit of economic development and jobs.
Thanks so much for the intel. It's been fascinating stuff. Antonia Watson, CEO of the ANZ Bank, who was in the room with the Prime Minister and those other CEOs. That meeting convened by Simon Bridges.